Third point, the eternal sentence. But behold, the judgment already begins. The books which shall be the consciences of each individual are opened. The judgment sat, and the books were opened. The witnesses against the reprobate will be, first, the devils, who, according to St. Augustine, will say, quote, Most just God, declare him to be mine, who was unwilling to be yours, unquote. Secondly, they will be their own consciences, their own conscience bearing witness to them. The very walls of the house in which they have offended God will bear testimony and will cry for vengeance against them. The stone shall cry out of the wall. Finally, the judge himself, who has been present at all the insults offered to him, will give evidence against the sinner. I am the judge and the witness, saith the Lord. Saint Paul says that then the Lord will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. He will make known to all men the most secret and shameful sins of the reprobate, which they concealed even in the tribunal of confession. I will discover thy shame to thy face. The master of the sentences, along with other authors, is of opinion that the sins of the elect will not be manifested, but will, according to the words of David, be covered. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. But Saint Basil teaches that with a single glance, all will see, as in a picture, the sins of the damned. If, says Saint Thomas, in the Garden of Gethsemane, at the words of Christ, quote, I am he, unquote, the soldiers who came to take him prisoner fell prostrate on the ground, what will be the condition of the damned when, sitting in judgment, he will say to them, Behold, I am he whom you have so much despised. But now comes the sentence. Jesus Christ will first turn to the elect and address them in these consoling words. Come, ye blessed of my Father, possess the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So great was the consolation which Saint Francis of Assisi felt when he learned by revelation that he was predestined, that he could not contain himself. How great will be the joy of the elect in hearing the judge say to him, Come, blessed children, come to a kingdom. For you there are no more pains, no more fears. You are and shall be saved forever. I bless the blood which I have shed for you, and I bless the tears which you have shed for your sins. Let us ascend into paradise, where we shall remain together for all eternity. The Most Holy Mary will also bless her servants and will invite them with her to heaven. And thus, singing Alleluias, the elect will enter heaven in triumph to possess, to praise, and to love God forever. But on the other hand, the reprobate turning to Jesus Christ will say to him, What will become of us? Since the judge will say, You have renounced and despised my grace, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Depart, be gone from me. I wish neither to see nor to hear you evermore. You cursed, go, and since you have despised my blessing, go accursed. And where, O Lord, will they go? Into fire, into hell, to burn both in soul and in body. And for how many years, or for how many ages? Into everlasting fire, for all eternity, as long as God shall be God. After this sentence, says Saint Ephrem, the reprobate will take leave of the angels, of the saints, of relatives, and of the Divine Mother. Quote, Farewell, ye just, farewell, O cross, farewell, O paradise, farewell, fathers and children, for we shall never see any of you again. "Farewell, O Mary, Mother of God," unquote. Then in the middle of that valley, a pit will be opened into which the devils and the damned will fall. O God, they will see those gates closed, never to be opened, never, never for all eternity. O accursed sin, to what a melancholy end will you one day lead so many poor souls? O unhappy souls, to whom this unhappy end is reserved.